Hey, friends, and welcome to this special Christmas Day episode of the Gravity Leadership Podcast. My name is Ben Sternke, one of the co-founders of Gravity Leadership. And normally on this podcast, as many of you know, we do interviews with leaders, with pastors, practitioners of discipleship and mission. Oftentimes we'll have conversations kind of among ourselves and with our people in our community about issues in discipleship and leadership and mission and all of that kind of stuff. Today we're going to do something a little different, even though it does relate to all of those things, being as it is Tuesday. We normally put out an episode on Tuesday, and it is also Christmas Day, the Feast of the Nativity. I thought the different thing that we would do today would be to read and preach, basically, the homily from St. Gregory of Nazianzus for the Feast of the Nativity. Gregory of Nazianzus was a 4th century early church father and a great preacher. And this is a short sermon. Sermons apparently in these days were a little shorter than they are today. But I wanted to read it. I wanted to basically preach it on the podcast today. I really have enjoyed reading the writings of the early church fathers and reading some of the ways that they proclaimed good news to their congregations on feast days like today, like Christmas Day. So that's what we're going to do today. I encourage you to just sit back for the next few minutes and listen to the words of St. Gregory of Nazianzus in his homily for the Feast of the Nativity. Christ is born. Let us glorify him. Christ has come from heaven. Let us go out to meet him. Christ is on earth and yet still exalted above the earth. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Our joy is in the one who belongs to heaven and who now belongs to the earth. Christ has come in human flesh. We rejoice with trembling and with joy, with trembling because of our sins, with joy because of our hope. How could we not worship him who existed from the very beginning? How could we not glorify him who will go on existing at the very end? To the people who sat in fearful darkness, the light has dawned. The God who spoke the light into being sends forth his word again, and there is light. The old things are passing away. Behold, all things are made new. The spirit of the law triumphs over the letter. The shadows flee away. The truth displaces them. The Christ who had existed without mother now comes to us as one without father. The laws of nature are disrupted, for Christ has spoken, and no one can stand in his way. Oh, clap your hands as one, all you people, because to us a child is born, a son is given to us. The government is upon his shoulder, for with his heavy cross he raises it up. His name is called the Angel of the Great Council of the Father. Let John cry, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let us too declare the power of this day. For he who had no need of a body is now incarnate. The Son of God becomes the Son of Mary, and yet remains Jesus the Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Though the religious be offended, though the wise respond with derision, though the opinionated talk till their tongues ache, surely they all shall believe when they see him ascending to be everywhere present, and if still not, then when they see him coming in glory as Savior and Judge. God was made manifest to humanity by birth. On the one hand, he was the eternal being, the uncreated one who existed before anything else was. And on the other hand, for our sakes also, he allowed himself to become created, so that he who gives us our being might also give us our well-being, or rather might restore us by his incarnation when in our waywardness we had fallen from well-being. This is the festival which we are celebrating today, the coming of God to us that we might return to God, the coming of God to us that we might put off the old human nature and put on the new. This is the festival we are celebrating today, the coming of God to us so that as we died in Adam, now we might live in Christ, being born with Christ and crucified with him and buried with him and rising with him. For we undergo this beautiful conversion, and as the bliss is followed by pain, so out of the pain comes the new bliss. For where sin abounded, there grace even more abounds. And if a taste of apple has condemned us, how much more does the passion of Christ justify us? Therefore, let us keep the feast, not in an orgy of consumption, as is the way of the world, but in a godly manner, with joy surpassing the world, not as a festival of our own, but a festival belonging to Him who has given Himself to us. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. With the animals who gave up their manger, let us make room for Him. With the magi from the east, let us bring gifts to His feet. With shepherds, glorify Him. With angels, join in chorus. With archangels, sing hymns. Let this festival be common to the powers in heaven and to the powers upon earth. For I am persuaded that the heavenly hosts join us in our exaltation and celebrate a high festival with us today, because they love the people of the earth, and they love God, and they love the reconciliation of heaven and earth. Only one thing connected with the birth of Christ calls forth from us hatred and disgust: the murder of the infants by Herod. But venerate this memory too, the martyrdom of those who were the same age as Christ, those who were slain for Christ even before He was slain for them. Come then, let us keep the feast, let us look at and be looked at by the great God, who in trinity of love is worshipped and glorified, and who we recognize now set before us as clearly You as human flesh will allow. In Jesus Christ our Lord, to Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, celebrate this day, light some candles, eat some rich foods, say some prayers, and rejoice that God has come to us. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Gravity Leadership Podcast.